This would be rather difficult to do in just a few words, but let me say this, that Frank Batten was a great asset, and I emphasize great asset, to this institution. He was aware of the people in town that could help us and was able to bring this help to us. His service goes way back. When I selected him as a young boy to be on our advisory board, I talked to a number of people in the city as to the proper selection to make for this advisory board, and they all came out strongly that Frank Batten, although a very young man, would in the long run be the man to get. And so I visited Frank at his home. This was before he'd married. He was living with his mother and his uncle on Mowbray Arch, and received a very fine response that he was aware of the institution and willing to devote his time and energy to it, and he did. I never went to Richmond on a budget request that he wasn't along, and also he encouraged others to take part. His service was practically indispensable to the advancement of this institution, in that he knew the Norfolk leaders and they respected him, and he was able to enlist their services for our good.